both engines had failed.
Bird strike, he lost the thrust in the engines. He's returning immediately.
Got it.
Actus 1529, we can get it for you. Do you want to try to land 1313?
We're unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
All 155 passengers and crew aboard the airliner survived the water landing. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Did you know the average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt? And 65% of those households can only afford the minimum monthly payment. Are you in a debt trap you can't get out of?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
Now you can rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call the debt specialist at Debt Relief USA. 866-452-5550. Get debt free now. Call 866-452-5550. That's 866-452-5550 for Debt Relief USA.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone surgery for pancreatic cancer. Justice Ginsburg, who was nominated by former President Bill Clinton in 1993, had surgery at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. We have more from correspondent Terry Moore.
The Supreme Court says the surgery was for an apparently early-stage pancreatic cancer. The 75-year-old Ginsburg is expected to remain hospitalized for 7 to 10 days. She had surgery for colorectal cancer in 1999. Ginsburg is the only woman and a consistent liberal voice on the high court. Ginsburg was a federal appellate court judge when former President Clinton chose her for the Supreme Court. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Smoking marijuana has cost Michael Phelps at least one endorsement deal. Kellogg's cereal says it'll no longer work with the 16-time Olympic medalist. The company says Phelps' contract, which expires at the end of the month, will not be renewed because, quote, Michael's most recent behavior is not consistent with the image of Kellogg's. Photos showing Phelps smoking pot at a party surfaced last weekend. Nothing was going to keep a 16-year-old Toronto boy away from a job interview, not even being stabbed. The Toronto Sun says the teen made it to his afternoon interview at a local veterinarian clinic despite being stabbed in the leg. The boy was taken to an area hospital by police, but they won't say how he suffered the injury. No word yet on whether he got the job. I'm Greg Moore, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's taught at the university level, who's worked in the Reagan Department of Education, testified before Congress. He's been a specialist working for various research firms, but right now he's doing primarily research and bringing us the benefits of what he writes, and you can read his articles almost on a weekly basis at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and I think we're going to finish up our last program and then perhaps get on to another subject. The previous program we didn't finish up. So, Dennis, pick up the story.
Well, actually, I think we did finish that one, the Rockefeller Plan Part 4. And so this week I was going back to one regarding Rush Limbaugh that that we really hadn't finished some time ago. But as usual, what I try to do with each of my News with Views columns and commentary on your program is to refer to something very contemporary in the news. So before we get to the Rush Limbaugh piece, I thought I'd go through a couple of things or several things that are in the news today. Now, the first one that struck me, and this is tongue-in-cheek. I don't want anybody to get the idea that I'm advocating they do this. But I listened to these various conservative commentators on various programs, Rush Limbaugh and so forth, and they're outraged, totally indignant at the Democrats and people like Tom Daschle and others who Obama, President Obama has nominated for high-level positions and their failure to pay taxes, Geithner and so forth. There's a whole series of these. And they say, well, this is outrageous. This is awful. But at the same time, they say, well, the conservative position on taxes is that they should be cut, and therefore, if you cut people's taxes, they will spend more and stimulate the economy and so forth, so they're doing the wrong thing. Well, one way, and I'm speaking facetiously now, is to look at it as these people, actually, you could consider them closet conservatives. They haven't waited for the government to cut their taxes. They're cutting their own taxes. Daschle cut his by $124,000 or whatever it was. So if one looks at it in that light, if everybody were to cut their own taxes and not wait for the government, then we would stimulate the economy. People would be able to pay their mortgages and so forth and so on. Of course, I'm being facetious, but the reason is to make a point. To make a point that these Democrats really are hypocritical, and they really are cutting their own taxes, which they shouldn't do, of course. The next thing is to move to one of these individuals, Hilda Solis is her name. I think she's a Democrat U.S. House member from California, was the nominee for the Secretary of Labor position, and now we find out that I think her husband has some sort of problem with an auto industry and taxes on that. And so that's the latest in this whole series of individuals who the advocate of change, President Obama, has put forward. You would think they would find out these things in the vetting process early, but apparently not. And the reason this one is important is because she would be Secretary of Labor. And she's for something called card check. Now, that presents a rather ominous future in the sense that we've had what's called the Australian or secret ballot for a long time, over 100 years now. And there's very good reason for that, though. You have these little curtains around your voting booth. You're supposed to anyway, because it's a private act. And what card check does, and she supports this, is the way the generally liberals look at this is, well, we're just going around the workplace and asking people if they want to have a vote for a union. And if they say sure, then if a majority of those say yes, we'd like to have a union, well, then, you know, we'll have a union. What could be more democratic? The contradiction all that is, I remember several years ago, there was something of a mini scandal around the country where governors, for example, whether it's Democrat or Republican, would have their own election committees, and they would have within state government their own supporters. And the supporters in whatever it was, departments of transportation, would wander around the halls and say, hi, would you like to contribute to Governor X's reelection campaign? And, of course, you don't have to, but you know, we're giving you this opportunity to do that. Obviously, if a person didn't say, oh, sure, you know, here's $20 or something, that person, the leader of this campaign fundraiser within that particular agency would make a little note of that. And lo and behold, if you had a reduction in force, as they call it, you know, cut back, economic hardship, I'm sorry, we have to lay off 5% of our government workforce, you know, guess who gets eliminated? And so the liberals, especially others do, but liberals were yelling and screaming, you know, this is outrageous. This is a form of indirect coercion and so on. Well, apparently they don't see the contradiction in this card check. If you have a union boss wandering around, wandering the halls of the plant or the corridors of the plant, plant and saying, would you like to have a union or something like that? You don't have to go us vote for a union or have a vote for a union, but, you know, we thought we would give you this opportunity to say whether or not you'd like that. That, too, is an indirect form of coercion. What should happen is just like you vote for politicians. If you would just simply say, we're going to have a vote for union, you put up a vote, it's a secret ballot, nobody knows whether you vote for or against it. And I doubt very seriously that these individuals in the Obama administration, if you applied card check to politics, would like it at all. They would probably yell and scream, and so that should be pointed out to them, that this, once again, is a contradiction, just like the Daschle non-paying of taxes and so forth. They're contradicting themselves, once again, with this card check principle that this current nominee for Secretary of Labor supports. The next thing is, in the area of foreign affairs, once again, we have what seems to me a sort of contradiction of the current President Obama. On the one hand, all during the time of 2 years, he was criticizing President Bush and the surge in Iraq. Now, what I'm saying isn't an advocacy for the war in Iraq. I'm just pointing this out, this contradiction or inconsistency here. When somebody says, oh, well, the surge was successful, the surge of about 35,000 or 40,000, whatever it is, troops going into Baghdad, concentrating in this area where there's a lot of violence, providing a better situation with it to which the parties can separate themselves, the Shiite and the Sunnis, and therefore give a chance for peace to develop and so forth and so on. Over and over again, Barack Obama said, no, no, the surge didn't have anything to do with it. It's just, you know, they decided brotherly love or whatever the thing is. But the surge, for sure, had nothing to do with this. Constantly you say that over and over and over again. Now, if he really believes that, if he really does, then what's he talking about putting another 40,000 or so troops into Afghanistan? You have to picture this, and I don't even know if he's aware of this, but if you just simply look at a map over there, and you look at a map where it has Iraq and it shows Afghanistan, one thing becomes abundantly clear. Afghanistan is 50% larger than Iraq. So if additional 40,000 or whatever troops in Iraq had no bearing on what's happened there in the last year or two, what makes him think that shifting those troops to Afghanistan is going to do anything? It's 50% larger than Iraq. What's he going to do? You know, he can't disperse them throughout the country. Even if he concentrates them, he's got to at least concentrate them around Kabul and the Pakistan border. That's more of a split than is going on with the surge in Iraq. At least the surge was in the Baghdad area. So, once again, I'm not advocating any particular policy in Iraq on this or advocating some sort of continuation of the war. But what I'm saying is if you're going to take that position on Iraq, what does he think 40,000 troops additionally is going to do in Afghanistan?
Well, I think we ought to ask, why are we over there anyway? What business is what's going on in Afghanistan? Osama bin Laden isn't there anymore.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information including entire books guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And of course, before we went to the break, why Dr. Cuddy would raise the question about sending more troops to Afghanistan. I raised the question, why are we fighting in Afghanistan today? President Bush told us we had to go into Afghanistan to capture Osama bin Laden and the wicked al-Qaeda. But we let them escape. They would not allow the American forces to go in or to seal off the border to Pakistan. We're told they escaped to Pakistan. They're not in Afghanistan anymore. So why, you know, didn't we go into Pakistan to get them? If it was necessary to attack the sovereign nation of Afghanistan to capture bin Laden, why didn't we attack the sovereign nation of Pakistan to get them? And nobody ever asked those questions. So why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? And of course, the truth of the matter is we just want to keep troops there. We want to keep them permanently stationed in that area. And besides that, the Taliban, the wicked Taliban, had stopped the growing of drugs. Now that the heroic American forces are there, why, the opium fields are blooming again, and the largest purveyor of drugs in the world, which is the American Central Intelligence Agency. And if you doubt that, just go up on the internet and Google in CIA drug running or drugs, and you'll find all sorts of references to the fact that everybody in the world knows that the CIA is involved with drug running. In fact, if you haven't read the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Monica Jensen Stevenson, a book that was officially banned in the United States, the copies were pulled off the bookstore shelves, and when Monica got the copyright back and moved to Canada and they printed it up there, somebody accidentally, just by accident, shredded 5,000 copies of her book. And you can hear that story told in our 4-tape set called One Man Return, where we interviewed Monica the second time, and she told about how they just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of her book. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Incidentally, we do have a few copies here. If you want to get it, we had to track them down, but I think we still have them available. Although they're used, they're in good shape. Anyway, go ahead and pick up the story there, Dennis.
That's some accident. That's about as accidental as those plates of Tragedy and Hope just accidentally
got destroyed. Yeah. Right.
Those things seem to happen quite often. Yeah. Regarding what I was saying, once again, to remind your listeners, what I was presenting wasn't an advocacy of anything. It was pointing out the hypocrisy, contradiction, whatever you want to call it, of the liberals, generally Democrats, and the Obama administration. We can't have our taxes cut, the middle class, but Daschle and the rest of these people apparently can cut their own taxes and felt no qualms about that. In the sense of this labor secretary and the card check, they have no problem with putting indirect, sometimes direct pressure on people at a plant or a factory to join a union by saying, well, do you want to do this? And that would be okay. But if you ask them the same thing, if you were a Republican governor and had a reelection campaign committee and came to them and their Department of Transportation, whatever, say, would you like to contribute to this political campaign, they would say, oh, this is outrageous. Once again, a contradiction. And in terms of Afghanistan, the point there was, if they're going to say, and once again, I'm not advocating anything, to say, but if they're going to say that this surge of 35,000 concentrated in Baghdad had no effect, it was simply the desire of the individuals to have peace and love each other, or at least they got tired of Al-Qaeda, and therefore the Sunnis turned on them, and that was the root of the problem, blah, 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 that the surge had no effect. Then how come they can say that we're going to take those troops, stick them in Afghanistan, in other words, have a surge in Afghanistan, and lo and behold, in a country that's 1.5 times the size of Iraq, that's going to make a difference. It's just the tremendous hypocrisy of all of that.
Well, now, I think the one thing that everybody's missed as far as what was the basis of the insurgency in Iraq, and basically it was a lot of the people had no jobs, and the only way they could make money was working for the Al-Qaeda, who was being funded by Saudi Arabia, our good friends in Saudi Arabia, and our good friends in Pakistan. So, and the reason they didn't have any jobs was Paul Bremer, when he came in his wisdom, simply closed down all the factories there that were run by the government, and that was most of them, so there were no jobs for the people. And they're starving, and so what are you going to do? Well, Al-Qaeda's got money. They're getting it from Saudi Arabia, our good friends, and George Bush's friends in Saudi Arabia. So they go to work for the insurgents, and they become terrorists. What really quieted things down in Iraq is they finally, it served its purpose. Then we started paying a lot of these people sums of money.
$300.
That they could actually become guards to guard against the terrorists. And then we allowed the factories to reopen so people could have jobs. And nobody is telling the American people that.
No, that's the Great Awakening, or whatever they call it. What we did was we figured if they're going to bribe them, well, we'll just bribe them. And so they turned these enemies of ours into $300 a month, I think it was, $300 a month guards. We now call them guards. They were, terrorists, jihadists. But now they became guards and police, in effect, the police, militia-type police. And so we did that. However, that apparently has escaped us in Afghanistan. If we're going to bribe thousands and thousands of Sunnis or Shiites in Iraq, I wonder if it's occurred to them to bribe the warlords in Afghanistan with a ton of money to not produce opium, or could it be that we're not really trying to crush the opium production in Afghanistan? That's just the thought. Now, moving on to what we may have in store, there are several commentators in the past, CFR types or power leaders, I call them types, that when they project in the future, they project various crises. And they project that there may be some resistance. There may be some mass demonstrations that will have to be dealt with. And so that's why I thought, once again, this is just a thought, just a question. Why is it now, at this particular time, in this past summer, did Congress appropriate $25 million for five Raytheon 10,000-pound Pain, P-A-I-N, Ray machines for crowd control. I mean, who are they going to use that against? Are they going into? Are we going into Gaza now? Are we going to interject ourselves and zap with these pain ray machines at the Gazans? How about Pakistan? We're going to sort of land in Pakistan with our 10,000-pound ray machines and zap the Pakistanis? I mean, think about that. Would we do that? What are the consequences of that? Or is it possible that they might just be used here? Are we anticipating any crowds coming out and demonstrating against something? It's just a thought. I mean, we didn't do it, right after 9/11, but we're doing it now. Of all times, right now, this summer, just before the economic crisis, Congress appropriates $25 million for these 10,000-pound pain ray machines. They zap you in crowds. Al-Qaeda. Can we use them against Al-Qaeda? I don't think so. Does Al-Qaeda come at us in crowds? I mean, do we ever see looky here, over the horizon comes 1,000 Al-Qaeda members against us. Let's get out the pain ray machine. No, they don't do that. And so who are these machines going to be used against to control hostile crowds? It's just a thought.
And, of course, I want to assure our people that they already have their agent provocateurs planted throughout America who will agitate for violence and riots and burning and marching on the White House. All of this is exactly how they work. They always have a controlled opposition. We'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Kelly.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. If you'd like, of course, to read his articles, you could read them at newswithviews.com on the Internet. That's newswithviews.com. We carry, of course, Dr. Cuddy's books on mental health screening. We actually have three of them. The first one's a pamphlet. The second two are regular books. They're all important. We have his book, A Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed. It's about 50 pages. And then, of course, we have his book on the road to socialism, and finally we carry his book on the timeline for the new education, the new world order. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. There are a lot of other books. If we had the funds, why, we'd get them reprinted. If any of you out there would like to help get them reprinted, why, just let us know. But right now, why, we're just not in a position to do it. But we think they're vitally important. His book, The Globalist, Now is the Dawning, Secret Records Revealed, and others are vital to understanding what is really going on in the world today. So with that as a background, Dennis, you pick up the story.
Okay, but let me make a little plug there for what you just mentioned. The mental health set of three, even though the title says mental health, there's really three elements in each one of those. There's mental health, and then there's something about education and something about social control of us as a people in every single part of that book, each chapter. The next thing is in the little conspiracy booklet, the first two-thirds of that is a useful guide as to how to treat a skeptic. It's a conversation between a skeptic and a researcher, back and forth, back and forth. And whenever one talks to people or introduces them to the subject of conspiracies, this is useful because skeptics often have a sort of set response to, well, I won't believe such and such unless you can show me X, Y, and Z. And so it shows you how to go through that. The last one-third of that little conspiracy book is futuristic in the sense that Edward Bellamy in the late 1880s wrote a book looking backwards, looking at the year 2000 backwards. And what this little booklet I did, the last one-third of it, titled Looking Backwards, is a look at the year 2100 backwards. And I wrote it in 1995, and some of the things that I project in the future have recently come to pass. So I think it's pretty accurate if you want to see what the future holds. Another book that is currently out of print but would be useful back in print is the one Cover-Up, for several reasons. It gives information about 9/11 and Iraq that you won't find. You wouldn't find it some years ago. For example, it gives the Canadian ambassador to Yugoslavia's quote about what really went on there. The CIA really had trained these allies of Al-Qaeda to go across the border and assassinate mayors and policemen. And this is what caused Milosevic to come in and crack down. And we actually trained these people. They went and killed a bunch of innocent officials. And then they come along and say, oh, my goodness, look, Milosevic is beating up on the Kosovo people, and oh, we must rally behind the Kosovo Liberation Army, and they're the very ones who started the thing by assassinating the policemen and mayors and so forth. And also, I think the middle of that book, Cover-Up, It Gets Into Iraq, and the book came out before. I wrote that book before the Iraq War began, and you'll find in that chapter where I said before the Iraq War began what Saddam's secret strategy would be. And I quoted an exile Lieutenant General, Tawfiq al-Yassiri, who had tried to overthrow Saddam years ago, escaped barely with his life, and was saying, look, you guys, you allies are going in there. This is what you need to watch for. And, of course, nobody listened. Nobody listened to him. Nobody listened to me, quoting him, that this would be an urban guerrilla warfare. They would strip their uniforms off. They had been trained in Eastern Europe. They were ruthless. They'd be in schools and hospitals and whatever. You wouldn't recognize them from anywhere, but this is how they were going to conduct it. Instead, we went trotting along in there from Kuwait into Baghdad and had the mission accomplished sign, as though that's not exactly what Saddam wanted. That's exactly what he wanted, because only after we got out of battle formation could we be hit in our smaller patrols with IEDs and RPGs. So that was obvious, but once again, nobody, you know, listened. So anyway, that's a useful book as well. Now, regarding the article I did on Rush Limbaugh, which we've gotten into in the past but not completed, what I had done so far was explain how there was information which was available, but Rush just doesn't want to hear from any conspiracy theorist. He actually had his kook test. And he, at one point in 2003, in his May 29 program, finally acknowledged, he said, quote, I am a big ego freak, as you people know. And so it's really hard to break through. And so an example of this would be a few months ago during this last presidential campaign, he suddenly discovered Saul Alinsky, who was the leader of this particular group of individuals, of community organizers, the Industrial Areas Foundation is what he founded, Alinsky did. And Alinsky, of course, in his book Rules for Radicals, has an acknowledgement to Lucifer at the front, which if Barack Obama read the book, and I'm sure he did, he had to see. And so here, you know, the person who he is following through from is this fellow Alinsky, a very radical individual there in the Chicago area. And had Rush been open to information from researchers like myself and others who knew about this a long, long time ago, he would not only have known about that, but he could have used useful quotes by Alinsky, like, you need to rub raw the resentments of the community. You need to inflame the latent hostilities and so on. Those types of quotes could have been easily known far, far in advance by Rush, but because he doesn't listen to these people who believe that there are these things like these plans, conspiracies, whatever you want to call them, he's Johnny come lately to this stuff. Another example would be a few months ago, before the election, Rush was referring to Sarah Palin's view that Georgia should be part of NATO. And so to demonstrate a contradiction, he then played an Obama tape supporting, quote, further cooperation among transatlantic institutions. And after he played that, Rush made a big deal about Obama not knowing what he was talking about because NATO is a specific defense treaty, Rush said. Well, if he was open to information by people like myself and Dr. Stan and others, he would realize that what he was probably referring to, Obama, was the institutional cooperation described in Bill Clinton's transatlantic agreement of 1995. We could have informed him of that, but he doesn't accept information like that from people who might think about the conspiracies. He would also realize that Franklin Raines, formerly an officer with Fannie Mae, who Rush recently criticized during the campaign regarding the mortgage crisis, he'd realize was a Rhodes Scholar, just like Bill Clinton and the other 22-plus Rhodes Scholars that Clinton had appointed to high-level positions in his administration, and see some of them coming back here in the Obama administration. And he would have realized what Cecil Rhodes' plan was, the Society of the Elect and so forth, and the use of Rhodes Scholars, such as Strobe Talbot and George Stephanopoulos. And we could have informed him, since Talbot as a very important foreign policy advisor to Obama, that Talbot's position was, quote, perhaps national sovereignty was not such a great idea after all, and the case for world government was clinched, which is what Talbot wrote in Time magazine back in 1992. And regarding Stephanopoulos, another Rhodes scholar who's very prominent on ABC's This Week program and on their evening news sometimes, I put in this article, I have a News with Views, at, in 1997 with Cokie Roberts on the program This Week, said President Clinton's changed policy on China, quote, had more to do with American money, end quote. Stephanopoulos replied, quote, Council on Foreign Relations, Lehman Brothers, Goldman Sachs, absolutely, end quote. So right there, you can see he's admitting who's really driving the thing.
And, of course, here Stephanopoulos is a member of the Council on
right.
Foreign Relations. He's a member of this same elite that we're talking about. We'll be back in just a minute with Dennis Ketty right here at Genesis.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A two-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Go ahead, Dennis. We've got about 5-6 minutes now.
Okay. On the subject of Rush Limbaugh, what I say next is, where did he come from? It's not like these people can rise to a position of prominence just by accident. And so my view is that he serves a rather useful function for the paralegal of keeping the masses entertained and in line, very much like the character played by William Conrad in the movie Brotherhood of the Bell. If your listeners haven't seen that, they really should see that. It's a good exercise in looking at what's happening today. There's a real parallel there. For example, have you ever heard Rush give a detailed critique of derivatives? No, he won't do that. But it's a very important part of the economic crisis that we've been facing. And if you think that the billions of dollars in debt the taxpayer will have to pay for the current federal bailout or the end of our economic woes, just wait a few more years until the baby boom generation retires, taking a huge amount of funds out of Social Security. So what we're seeing now is just the beginning of travails, as the Bible says.
Along with the derivatives, you have to understand that certainly Bank of America and Wells Fargo, which are both, you know, for all intents and purposes, bankrupt today, and we've accepted the responsibility for them, they have somewhere around about $80 trillion of derivatives and another $10 trillion in CDS, that's credit default swaps, and we're responsible for it. Now, right. The entire, you know, money foundation of the United States is maybe a little over $1 trillion today. Where is this money going to come from? We can't possibly borrow it. We can't possibly tax the American people that amount of money. If you took everything they had for 20 years, you wouldn't come up with that money. So they're going to have to, of course, simply print the money to pay off the default swaps because these banks are too big to fail. Well, I believe that they ought to fail. And the fact that they were not going to let them fail means that you and I are going to have to bail it out. At what cost? The destruction of the value of our currency. That's what this is really all about. Destroy the currency, impoverish the people, and then you can enslave them. Go right ahead, Dennis.
That's the plan. That is the plan. So in this article, I say perhaps one day the repeatedly self-described, now this is he describes himself as the, quote, all-seeing, all-knowing, quote, Rush, will recognize that he really doesn't know everything and that there really is, as David Rockefeller says, this secret cabal conspiring against the best interest of the U.S. And, of course, the goal is a world socialist government. And if you doubt that, then just read Rhodes Scholar E.J. Dionne's article titled A World Safe for Socialism. This is years ago, The Washington Post, April 27, 1999. One thing Rush did sort of fall into by accident is when he was describing Bill Clinton's 1999 proposal that the federal government invest about $700 billion, note the figure, $700 billion of the Social Security funds in the stock market. And when that was suggested, Rush warned, quote, he said, folks, you just can't let the government start buying stocks. Not in these amounts of money. It's fascism. It's on the road to fascism, end quote. Now, think about that in terms of today and what we've just witnessed and will continue to. Now, 2 years after that warning, of course, the U.S. Conference of Mayors, this is your mayor, wherever you are, San Francisco, Monterey, doesn't matter, your mayors, June 25, 2001, passed a resolution stating that the conference endorses the Earth Charter. And, you know, we don't have to revisit that, just that's a socialistic document. They want to promote the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. And so our mayors endorse that, that movement towards socialism. So we can, as I said here, only hope that one day Rush will wake up regarding what's happening. And they, there's a plan, and we need to, you know, tell the people. The plan for the One World Religion is scheduled for 2025, and the global currency, as I mentioned before, you just look at the cover of The Economist back in 1988, it said it was scheduled for 2018, maybe a little sooner than that. But there is a plan, and they're on the road to that plan. And so what we have to do is look at what their attitude is and how they move us in that direction. For example, they will, as Dr. Stan just said, they have a process of devaluing the currency that's already begun with these bailouts. They will manipulate us in various ways. Dr. Stan has a number of times mentioned Edward Bernays in his 1928 book, Paul Propaganda, writing, quote, "Those who manipulate the organized habits and opinions of the masses constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of the country. It remains a fact that in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, get that, business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind," end quote. And so this has been the plan for a long, long time. And even Richard Nixon finally woke up to what was going on, and he wrote a book, Nixon did, called The Real War, 1980, and regarding the power elite's control. Now, that's the term I use, but, you know, look at what he says. This is what Nixon said, 1980, The Real War. He said that, quote, "The nation's immediate problem is that while the common man fights America's wars, the intellectual elite sets its agenda. Today, whether the West lives or dies is in the hands of its new power elite." That's his word, power elite. "Those who set the terms of public debate, who manipulate," there's that word, "manipulate the symbols, who decide whether nations or leaders will be depicted on 100 million television sets as good or bad, this power elite sets the limits of the possible for presidents and Congress. It molds the impression that move the nation or that mire it," end quote. That's Richard Nixon. So there's plenty of evidence here as to what's been going on for a long, long time.
Amen to that. We're out of time, Dennis. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. And God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, that was Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Hope you enjoy him. I always enjoy having Dennis with us here, and we try to keep him in the same slot on Friday. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We have to finance over 60 outlets every week. A lot of them are just half-hour programs on the weekend, go to 33 stations, but at least we have a voice where we can tell people the truth about what's going on and about the spiritual forces that energize the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, because they are not the ultimate. They are simply manifestations of the spiritual battle that's taking place, a battle that's been going on since the Garden of Eden. If you've not yet seen Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs on the Final Countdown, there's Part 1, Part 2, we recommend them. His DVDs on Creation, Part 1, Part 2, each one with 5 DVDs, we recommend them. And then his DVDs on the RFID chips, very important, they intend to chip everybody. In fact, he has a new DVD out there with, it's called, you know, is the Bible God's Word? We'll be carrying that very soon, but I was just watching that last night. And you will actually see there a clip of the congressional hearings where Joe Biden asked Justice Roberts, who's being, this is before he's the Supreme Court Justice, saying, you know, sometime while you are there, you are going to have to vote on whether we can chip every single human being. You are going to have to vote on whether we can chip every single human being. Joe Biden knows what's coming down the line, do you? Right now, every animal has to be chipped. And you need to get our four tape set on spy chips. You need to get our book on spy chips. You need to get Pastor Billy's DVD called RFID Identification. We'll have that other one available very, very soon. You need to get our brand new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the third in the Secret Mysteries set, and if you haven't seen them, you need to, because these will take you into the secret societies working behind the scenes that control our society. And I'm not talking about the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission is simply a front for the very powerful forces that really rule the world. So, again, of course, you can get all of these items, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Eye of the Phoenix, talk that Chris Pinto gave here. Chris Pinto actually produced the Secret Mysteries series, but he gave us a talk here at the conference. It's called Atlantis Connection, and then you'll want to get certainly Constance Cumby, The Emergence, and of course my four tape set of interviews with her, four CDs, called The Aquarian Conspiracy, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, Radio Liberty. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today?